Hello and welcome to the Rating Room Rapid Review. This is Jay. Get ready for a unique twist with our Rapid Review episodes, a departure from our usual weekly and monthly shows. In the Rapid Review, Andy and I will be flying solo as we will be navigating the realms of TV shows, films, music, and other captivating podcasts. Expect the unexpected as these bite-sized reviews will be dropping throughout the year on an ad hoc basis. Unlike our regular shows, we are keeping it short and sweet, delivering concise insights and opinions that pack a punch. In this bone-chilling episode, we are diving headfirst into the zombie apocalypse mayhem, All of Us Are Dead, the South Korean TV series where the dead roam and the living fight for survival. Join me as we unravel the mysteries of this gripping series, exploring the post-apocalyptic landscape, encountering the undead hordes, and dissecting the relentless human drama that unfolds in the wake of the zombie apocalypse. From heart-stopping moments to character developments that will leave you on the edge of your seat, we've got it all covered. So grab your survival gear, double-check your ammo, and let's shuffle into the world of the living dead. Whether you're a seasoned survivor or a fresh recruit into the zombie fandom, this episode is your ultimate guide to the thrills, chills, and unexpected twists that make All of Us Are Dead a must-watch. All of Us Are Dead dives into the heart-pounding chaos of a zombie apocalypse, but with a unique twist. It unfolds within the claustrophobic walls of Hyosun High School as a mysterious, fast-spreading virus transforms students into flesh-hungry zombies. A ragtag group of teenagers must band together to survive. The show contains several different subplots and focuses on different characters and groups throughout the 12 episodes. Here is a quick rundown of the main characters. Students stuck at Hyosun High School, Onjo, Chungsun, Numra, Suhayo are the main players here. But there's great support from characters including Junyoung, Daesu, Woojin. We have a smaller group of students made up of a couple of archery students returning from a school competition and two students hiding out in a bathroom. The school bullies, we later discover one of these has turned into a half-bi and is out for revenge after Chungsun smashes a phone against their eyes while fighting to stay alive. We also spend time with some of the school teachers. The likable Sunwa is the form teacher of class 2-5. We also see the principal downplaying what's happening in the school and is more worried about the public perception of the school. Other notable characters and subplots include the police officer, Jae, fire rescue, Soju, who is the father of Onjo, and assemblywoman, Yunji, and the military leader, Sunmu. At the center of the story is the childhood friendship between Onjo, a level-headed student, and Chungsun, the class clown with a hidden heroic streak. Onjo fancies Suhayo, and Chungsun has harbored feelings for Onjo since he was 6 years old, and Suhayo develops feelings for Numra. Just what you need when you're trying to survive a zombie apocalypse, love-struck teenagers working through their feelings. The bond deepens as they navigate the terrifying realities of the situation, facing not only the undead zombies, revengeful half-bys, but also a plot by the military to wipe out Hyosun to isolate the virus and to stop the spread of the virus across South Korea. Onjo is a level-headed heroine armed with wit, strategic thinking, and a fierce loyalty to her friends. Initially pragmatic and self-reliant, Onjo blossoms in the apocalypse. Starting as the voice of reason, she evolves into the compassionate leader, prioritizing empathy and protecting her friends even at personal cost. Witnessing the brutality and loss challenges her initial skepticism, forging in a steely determination to survive and nurture hope. She learns to rely on others, embracing vulnerability and forging alliances, ultimately emerging as a symbol of human resilience in the face of unmanageable horror. Chungsun harbors a secret cross on Onjo. He steps up to become a protector and strategist throughout the outbreak, proving his courage under pressure. From clumsy jokester to unwavering hero, Chungsun undergoes a seismic shift in the face of the zombie apocalypse. His crush on Onjo evolves into fierce protectiveness, pushing him to overcome self doubt and embrace hidden leadership potential. Initially reliant on Suhayo's strength, he channels his quick thinking and resourcefulness to strategize escapes and outsmart the undead. Witnessing loved ones turn and facing his own mortality fuels a resolve to sacrifice everything for the survival, finishing in a final act of selflessness that cements his legacy as a hero who defied his comedic beginnings to leave an indelible mark for the fight for survival. The bittersweet confession just before Chungsun's heroic sacrifice
this.
Onjo's grief underlines the emotional cost of survival and the impact of losing loved ones in the apocalypse. I really enjoyed seeing his characters develop throughout the season, and his death at the end hit me hard. Suhayo is the athletic and popular student. Initially aloof, but slowly reveals his compassionate side as he helps others survive. Think Steve Harrington from Stranger Things with a sprinkle of Jon Snow's leadership qualities. Numra, the class president, she is a mysterious classmate bitten by the virus. Grappling with her evolving nature and conflicting loyalties, her ambiguous morality keeps you guessing throughout the series. Guinam is a psychopathic villain, reveling in the chaos and driven by a sadistic desire to exploit the situation. He is a constant threat throughout the season. The show is a rollercoaster ride of adrenaline-pumping action sequences. From desperate rooftop escapes to nail-biting classroom standoffs, the students utilize their resourcefulness and quick thinking to outsmart the ever-evolving zombie horde. The show has many memorable moments throughout the season. Here are some of the scenes that stood out for me. The initial zombie outbreak explodes in the chaos of lunch, shattering the routine of school life and plunging the students into immediate horror. This brutal set piece establishes the show's relentlessness and the horror and sets a stage for the desperate fight for survival to come. Trapped in with a horde of zombies, the students devise a dangerous escape plan involving climbing a rope made of clothes. This thrilling scene showcases their quick thinking and desperate hope, as well as the emotional burden of leaving behind a bitten classmate. The heartbreaking and horrifying moment when Kunsu, who got injured fighting zombies but was actually infected by Nayeon, who deliberately used a contaminated handkerchief on his open wound, he scrubs to the virus and attacks the group and is subsequently thrown out of the window. This scene highlights the psychological and the emotional toll on the outbreak, blurring the lines between friend and foe. This scene had me raging at the screen. How could someone deliberately infect an innocent student? The sacrifice of Onjo's father. We followed him through the season as he tried to get to his daughter at Haesun High School. He finally manages to get to the school, but his relief is short-lived as we see him sacrifice himself to save his daughter and their classmates so they could escape the school grounds. Chungsun, Guinam. Epic showdown in a library is a brutal ballet of desperation and revenge. This action-packed sequence pushes both characters to their limits. This is before Guinam gets bitten and turned into a half-bi. I thought the visuals, camera work, and dynamic zoom lenses immerse viewers in the chaos, while tight framing intensifies moments of tension. The special effects blend seamlessly with practical makeup, creating believable and gruesome zombie transformations. The post-apocalyptic school setting is meticulously crafted, showcasing both the decay of normality and the students' resourcefulness in repurposing everyday objects for survival. The Netflix show is based on the popular webtoon Now at Our School, which was published between May 2009 to November 2011. The Netflix show largely remains faithful to the webtoon, but some small changes were made. For example, Namra is more outgoing in the webtoon, and the TV version includes more romance than the webtoon version. Production was temporarily suspended due to the COVID pandemic in South Korea and took 2 years to make. The director stated they used green school uniforms to help bring out the color of the red blood. In real life, the actors who played Chungsun, Guinam, are actually close friends and live close to each other. Park Solomon, who plays Suhayo, needed acupuncture to alleviate the pain he experienced from the intense martial arts training. In my opinion, the end result was amazing as his scenes evolved the best fighting scenes in the season. The actress who plays Onjo was actually still in high school when production began and was the youngest cast member from the main cast. You might have expected that the abandoned school was used for the Haesun High School building. However, the production team actually built the school from scratch, and the school was a 4-story high and 100 meters long. They even made a library, science lab, and music room. Remarkably, the cafeteria scene was shot in a single take and involved over 200 crew members and actors. The director stated that using this one take technique would ensure the scene was authentic and captures the emotions of the actors. The series delves into the origins of the virus, introducing a morally ambiguous scientist grappling with the weight of his creation. It raises questions about responsibility, ambition, and the ethical boundaries of scientific research. As we saw, the scientist set about creating the virus to help his son, who was being bullied at the school. All of Us Are Dead isn't just about gore and guts. It explores the themes of friendship, loyalty, and the lengths we go to protect those we love. The characters, each with their own flaws and complexities, grapple with the difficult choices cases and the consequences of their actions. It's more than just a zombie show. It's a captivating human drama set against the backdrop of apocalyptic horror. It's a testament to the power of resilience, the strength of human connection, and the desperate will to survive in the face of unmanageable odds. The show captivated audiences, and naturally the show's ambiguous ending and lingering questions have sparked a vibrant community of fan theories. Let's delve into some of the most intriguing ones. Did Chung-sun survive the bombing? He was bitten and infected, and he sacrificed himself by drawing the zombie pack away from the survivors. We saw a burnt body among the dead zombies, but there were theories out there that he survived the bombing and he's a half-buy now. I was disappointed when we saw his dead body, so I was hoping that we see him again in season 2. Apparently the actor was part of the season 2 video announcement. Surely that means we'll see the fan favorite again. Namra's future. Is she fully controlled by the virus, or can she retain some semblance of humanity? Fans theorize that her emotional connection to Suhayo may play a role in her future. Will she become an ally or a threat? The half-buys. The emergence of the half-buys add a fascinating layer to the show's mythology. Fans wonder about their potential role in the future. Will they form their own society? Can they coexist with humans? These questions raise ethical dilemmas and possibilities for further exploration in future seasons. Will the military contain the zombie outbreak, or will the virus spread across South Korea and even spread to other countries? The webtoon ends when two fishermen from Japan are bitten by worms, as we see that the virus has spread through the water to Japan. So if you're looking for a show that will keep you on the edge of your seat, with characters you'll root for and twists you won't see coming, All of Us Are Dead is definitely worth checking out. All of Us Are Dead had me shouting at my TV. It had me feeling sad when my favourite characters died, and anger. I think they could have reduced the episode count and removed 2 episodes from season 1, as at times it felt a bit slow and repetitive. That said, I really loved All of Us Are Dead. Let's check out the ratings. I gave All of Us Are Dead 8 out of 10. IMDb gives it 7.5 out of 10, and Rotten Tomatoes gives it 88% and an audience score of 80%. That's a wrap for this episode. Thanks for listening, and remember, cinema is a conversation, so keep it going. You can send us any questions, suggestions, and feedback that you might have via our social media channels by searching for The Rating Room, or by reaching out to us at theratingroom@gmail.com. We have a website, and you can find our show notes, rankings, and more by visiting www.theratingroom.com. Check out our YouTube channel too, and make sure you subscribe to all our channels to stay up to date with the latest news. Make sure you check out our weekly episodes. See you next time on The Rating Room.